Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about acne, the root causes and treatments. So before we get into specific root causes for acne, we need to establish naturopathic philosophy generally. The body is designed to heal itself. Any physical ailment is either a result of an obstacle to cure that prevents healing, the lack of building blocks the body needs in order to heal, or both. So obstacles to cure very often involve toxins of various kinds, which the body has not been able to entirely eliminate. These might include environmental toxins like solvents that accumulate from skincare products, environmental toxins that disrupt hormones, or mycotoxins from mold. That's not an exhaustive list, but those are some common possibilities. Toxins might also include cellular byproducts of metabolism that can't be eliminated properly or fast enough. These might include excessive levels of sex hormones, particularly estrogen and testosterone, and its metabolites, or toxemia from imbalanced or overgrown gut flora. Toxins get processed through the liver and then eliminated through the bowels, ideally. But if the liver is overloaded, toxins that should exit through the front door instead climb out the window, as it were, where the window in this case is your skin. When we speak of an obstacle to cure, we also have to consider potentially dysfunctional behavior of the immune system. The immune system should identify, attack, and remove foreign invaders. That's its appropriate action. An inappropriate response might include an overreaction to something that should be benign. In the case of acne, very often food sensitivities are to blame. I've also in cases seen hypersensitivity to one's own normal yeast flora as a cause, though just as often there's true yeast overgrowth in the gut, which should be treated differently. Those who struggle with a yeast issue of either overgrowth or hypersensitivity are often the cases who mention that sugar makes their acne substantially worse. A sugar trigger might also instead be due to an IgG immune response against sugar itself or due to insulin resistance. Inflammation of acne or anything else can also occur due to the excessive circulating toxins mentioned above because the immune system's job is to attack and remove what doesn't belong. If its best efforts are ineffective toward this end, you're left with a cycle of perpetual inflammation. So think of your foot after you step on a thorn. It's going to continue to swell and hurt until you pull the thorn out. In the same way, treating the inflammation of acne lesions might help the symptom, but it's not addressing the root cause. Excessive stress can also be an obstacle to cure for almost anything. Since cortisol is the body's stress tolerance hormone and also its anti-inflammatory hormone, in cases of high stress, there's perhaps not enough cortisol left to handle an inflammatory insult, which might have at other times been handled just fine. Nearly every case of acne I've seen mentions worsening of their symptoms in times of high stress. Effective stress management techniques are therefore important as well. So the building blocks. So building blocks missing for healing might include micronutrients. In the case of acne, often low essential fatty acids can play a role, as can low levels of vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin B6, or zinc. There's other possibilities too, but those are probably the most common. Low levels of fiber, mostly found in veggies, may dovetail with high toxic load, as I mentioned previously. Fiber is critical for toxin elimination via the gut, assisting with bulk. Adequate water intake is equally important for the same reason. Again, if the toxins can get out the front door, they don't have to climb out the window. So if you're constipated, you're probably toxic too. Low levels of certain hormones might also be the problem, like progesterone and thyroid. This can lead you down a different rabbit trail entirely, like why is progesterone and thyroid low? Those diagnoses are never primary either. There's always an underlying issue, an underlying reason. Adequate good flora are necessary to keep the bad or imbalanced flora in check as well. Because of this, if you don't regularly consume fermented foods, probiotics can also be helpful. So bottom line, while there are a number of effective herbs, both oral and topical, oils and essential oils and facial masks for acne, most of them are helpful on the level of symptom management. As with anything else, long-term treatment depends on finding and removing obstacles to cure and restoring any missing building blocks for healing. Okay, so I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.